Welcome to, I guess this is episode 9, but this is actually an emergency podcast. We had to call it because Sarah has just ran an Olympic qualifier, 3:59.5.
Yeah,
for 1500. So congrats, Sarah.
Thanks, Rose. I think if you told me I'd run 3:59 on Friday, I would have been very shocked. It hasn't quite sunk in yet, but yeah, I'm so happy. I didn't have any expectations going into the race. I think it was so different from nationals because I think, like, as you know, there's so much pressure on where you finish in nationals. And I was just like I got the call up on Tuesday and I was just so excited to be there. And I was like, this is such a good opportunity. I'm just going to run like as hard as I can and like whatever happens, happens. And so I actually felt so relaxed before the race. I was like really calm, which was a nice change for me.
That's great.
Yeah. But
yeah.
I'm so stoked.
You know what, when I saw the time and obviously I saw, like, I was looking down and I was like, oh my God, because Georgia was first. And I was like, oh my God, Sarah, right behind her. It was so like, I can't explain how happy I was for you, like, to see that. Because yeah. I know it's been in there for so long, like so long. I thought you could have done that. And for you to do that at your first Diamond League and like you not even like you said, okay, my goal is to get the Olympic qualifier, but you like obliterated that.
Yeah.
Above and beyond.
The day before, I messaged Nick and I was like, how do you want me to run this? And he was just like, just get into the inside of lane one, hang on, and then try and pass people in the last lap. And I was like, yep, that's simple. Okay, that's fine. And so that's pretty much exactly what I did. And I got, I felt so good. Like I was really in my own little bubble. And I got to 800 and I was like, I'm feeling good here. And I was behind a couple of Ethiopians and I was like, oh, should I go around? And then I was like, nah, these girls will pick it up. And so I just stuck on them. And then, with like 500 to go, I kind of started building momentum. And then when I heard the bell, like I kind of kicked and then I spotted the lights so there were two wave lights. There was wave lights for Sege who was going for 3:50. It was like an outrageous pace.
It was ridiculous.
Ridiculous. And then there was lights for the Olympic qualifier. And yeah, I think with like 3:80 to go, I spotted the lights and I was like, just go as hard as you can, get on them. And then, so I got the lights with 300 to go and kind of just stayed on them. And then 200 to go, I was like, I can go past these. So I just like went as hard as I could with 200 to go and then passed quite a few people in that last lap, which was cool. And then when I crossed the line, I had no idea what I'd ran, but I knew I was in front of the lights. So I was just like, oh my gosh, like please be 4:01 full flat, like please be a qualifier. And then obviously Griffo was like, I think I ran sub 4. And so we were just like, please be sub 4 for Griffo and an Olympic qualifier for me. And then it was probably like 3 or 4 minutes later, we were like walking off the track and then someone had the results. And then I saw 3:59 and I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I would have cried.
I did cry. Yeah, we were just both hugging each other and Lyndon was so happy for us too. So she was hugging us and it was a really good moment. And we were just walking like back through the post event. It was just so fun. We were just like, we were like sub 4 girlies.
I wish I was there to see that because, you know, you and Georgia do so much training together and you've trained together pretty much like your whole life. So
yeah,
you've been through so much together. So to go like break that barrier together would have been like extra special.
Yeah, it was. We were both over the moon. And I think, I just didn't expect it. I don't know, because I literally had no expectation going in. So it was good.
Well, I guess we'll take it back to like how your week went and like everything leading up.
Yeah. Because I was sick, like as I mentioned last episode, on Tuesday I actually had a pretty, not a bad session, but I was clearly not where like I have been. And Nick said to me like at the end of the session, like, you're clearly still not yourself, but just like try and get right for this race. I just tried to be like really positive and like look forward to it. And I was like, there's nothing I can do with how I'm feeling. I just got to hope for the best that I start to feel better. And I like was like, okay, I'll use the plane ride, like the travel, as like rest. So I was really just using it as like, this isn't actually fatiguing me. This is like rejuvenating me. And yeah. I think that was really helpful. And like, on Friday afternoon, I started feeling like 100%. I suddenly was like, my body's not aching anymore. Like I had heaps of energy. And then I slept like really well Friday night and woke up Saturday. And I was like, she's back.
The girl is back.
And I went for a shakeout and I was like, nah, I feel 100% today. It was just like really good timing. And yeah, we were so excited in the warm up too. We were just like, we were both like in such good moods the whole week, Georgia and I. So yeah, it was just like stars were aligning kind of thing. But yeah.
Well, I guess that's like a really good take for the listeners. Just like if you are feeling bad at the start of the week, it's one like day of bad training isn't going to determine like a result. Like
exactly.
In, like 5 days, like it's all the training you've done leading up into that.
Yeah, exactly. And like, yeah, one session really doesn't mean anything. And so much can change in a week. Like last week I ran 4:08 and this week I ran nearly 10 seconds quicker. Just so much can happen. It's been a very exciting like 12 hours.
So how was the travel? Who did you like? How was getting into China and everything with your visa?
The visa was fine. I was stressed because my visa application was that I was leaving on Wednesday, like the 24th or whatever, the day you fly. And so I was kind of sweating. I was like stressing. I was like, oh no, but it was absolutely fine. I flew into Shanghai and then flew Shanghai to Xiamen. So I got in
Xiamen.
Yeah. Okay. I got in at like 1:30 a.m. on Friday morning. So that travel, it was a bit annoying having a stopover, but it was fine. And it was hectic. Shanghai Airport, they like kept me in this little pen, and I was like, my flight boards in an hour, I haven't even been through customs or security again. Like I'm so like, I need to check. And I went, cause the guy had said that he'd call me when I need to go through. And I was just like, I'm just going to check with him. And he was like, oh yeah, you can go through now if you want. And lucky I did, because I had to go through customs, go through security, go get on a train to another terminal.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I only made it with 10 minutes to spare.
I would have been sweating.
Yes. It was like, this guy was just so blasé. But anyway.
Were you on your own?
Yeah, I was on my own.
Okay.
And I was also worried because I didn't know if I had a lift on the other end. And like, I've got no idea what to do. And I didn't know if my phone was going to work or anything. And then when I got there, thank goodness there was someone with the Diamond League sign. So I went straight to them, but I wasn't on the list. And so I was like, if my flight was delayed or something, I would have just been left there. Anyway.
It's all worked out for you, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a few hiccups, but we got there.
And your phone works?
Yeah. So it's weird. Everyone's been having different experiences like with their data. Like some apps work, some apps don't. My Maps wasn't working for a while, but it is now. But every other app works.
Oh, that's good. Because when I was in, I had a stopover in Xiamen.
Mm-hmm.
So you say it.
I think.
And
I don't
my
remember.
phone, wouldn't work like at all.
Right. I
But
think it does depend on who you're with and stuff.
yeah, I'm with Optus. Who are you with?
Telstra.
Ugh, Telstra's always like the elite one. But yeah, this is like such not important
I know. This is
details.
like so unrelated.
Sorry, guys.
Anyway.
I'm just doing this selfishly so for when I go next week. So
Yeah,
yeah,
no.
the travel and stuff was like, yeah,
Yeah, it was
you got
fine.
there
And
in the
like
end.
the hotel's so nice and the food's been decent. So yeah, it's been good.
That's good. And now you've got what, a week until your next race?
Well, yeah, I'm just pacing you guys. So yeah, I'll train here in, well, we go to Shanghai tomorrow and then we'll train in Shanghai until the pace job next week when I pace you and Izzy.
Ooh, do we know the pace yet? I know in the last episode I said don't tell me the times, but I would like to know.
So, do you want to know?
Yeah.
I
Is
am
this
going to.
wait, is this information we can disclose?
I think so. I don't know. Wait, maybe we shouldn't say it.
Maybe tell me off air.
Yeah. I'll
Sorry,
tell you off air.
listeners.
Cola said he's going to double check. I reckon it's going to change personally, but we'll
Yeah.
see.
Yeah.
It
Anyway,
was
sorry, listeners.
so
You'll
humid,
find out
though.
later.
Yeah.
Humid.
It was, which I love, like it was perfect, like 1500 meter and down weather, but it would have been so rough for the guys in the 5K. One of the
Yeah, right.
American guys, well, sorry, he actually runs for Germany. He went to hospital with dehydration.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was
That's good
so
to
humid.
know.
Yeah. It's going to be better in Shanghai.
Oh, okay. The
Yeah.
track looked amazing too. I was seeing everyone post stories and stuff of it, and
Yeah.
yeah, it will look like it looked like it was enclosed.
Yeah. So I think it was built last year and I've never ran in anything like it. It was, yeah, pretty much enclosed. And because it stormed yesterday and so it rained heaps, but it was weird. Only the inside lanes on the straights were wet
Oh,
because it
because
was like
it's.
half enclosed. Yeah, it was so
Yeah.
weird.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's obviously a fast track.
Yeah, it's very fast. When the guys came off from the 5K, Stewie was like, it's really humid, but it'll be really fast for the 1500. And I was like, okay, that's good. And Cal also said the track's turbo. So yeah, that was nice to hear. But and Tori Lewis
Oh,
winning.
yeah. Tori Lewis winning the 200 meters.
Yeah.
Obliterated them on the
Yeah.
outside lane.
Yeah. She didn't even know. Until she watched the
Yeah.
replay on the
Oh,
screen.
really?
Yeah.
Surely she would. Did people come over, run over with the flowers?
Well, she was like, oh, why is everyone filming me? And then she looked up on the screen and saw that she won. And she was like, oh my gosh.
That's
Yeah, she was
great. I
pumped.
love
But
that.
her first Diamond League too.
Yeah. And did she? First Diamond League Olympic qualifier?
I'm not
Is that
sure.
right?
I don't know.
Okay. But anyway, she won her first Diamond League, so
Yeah.
she's on a winning streak.
Yeah, exactly. I think it
Yeah.
was pretty close to a PB too.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Well, well done, Tori.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, Sez, I just want to say I'm very, very happy for you, very proud. And it's so nice to see you get a result that really reflects your ability.
Thank you. I think that was like the biggest relief afterwards to like finally have a result next to my name, that's kind of, yeah, what I can do at training and stuff. And yeah, when I spoke to Nick, I spoke to him today and he was like, we've been telling you for so many years that that was there. And I was like, I don't know, I didn't really fully believe it. I had to like do it myself and like prove it to myself. And yeah.
She's one of them now. She's part of the sub four club.
Woo.
Woohoo. Well, yeah, congrats, Sez. And I'll see you next week.
I know, I'm
Actually, I'll see
excited for
you on
you to get here.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're rooming together.
Whoop whoop.
Woo
Hopefully the
Thank God.
connection's better in Shanghai.
Yeah. Well, we'll be together, so it won't matter.
Oh yeah, true. Oh, that
So
was
it's all
dumb. Yeah.
good.
Won't even need internet.
That's all right. I'll let you go. Oh, one more thing. You went
Yeah.
sightseeing today. How are the
Oh, well,
dumplings?
when I say sightseeing, we went to a shopping center.
Wait, who can I just ask? Can I guess who was in charge of this?
Yeah.
Rambo.
Well, I know it says it's got Rambo written all over it. It was Rambo slash Jack with the ringleaders.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Can't pick a shopping center though for actually, you guys would have gone somewhere else.
Well, they wanted to go to this like cable car thing, I think, but it ended up looking pretty bad. But we're going to a night market tonight.
Oh, cool. Make
Yeah.
sure you have some dumplings.
Yeah, I will. They've got It's so cool. In the buffet, they've got a chef making on the spot dumplings. And you can like there's a bit of DIY involved as well, which is pretty cool.
Yum.
Yeah.
Hopefully they have that in Shanghai.
Yeah, I
I love
recommend.
dumplings. I'll come back a dumpling.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had any dumplings yet, but tonight I will.
Yeah, you eat some dumplings. You
Yeah,
deserve
I will. All
it.
right.
All right, says congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks, Rose.